What's up, friends? Jamie Grace here, and welcome to Wait It Out, a podcast all about dating, relationships, and other things worth waiting for. I'm going to be leaning over really quick because I'm grabbing my phone charger, and I need to plug up my phone before this one starts. Okay, so this question comes yet again from Instagram DMs, and this is not a specific, question from one person. I got a lot of questions from people who specifically mentioned that they were in their 30s and a few in their 20s, saying a lot of them have never been in a serious relationship or in a relationship, and how do you go about meeting people besides online, right? And how do you go about meeting people in general? And that is such a good question, because I had the same thing when I was single, where I was like, where do you go to meet the single Christian guys? But then at the same time, now I'm married and Aaron and I are like, where do we go to make friends? Like, it is like this awkward thing when you're like in your, when you're in school as a kid, like you meet people at school. And when you're in college, if you go to college and you meet people in college. But then there's that young adult age before you have kids, because like when you have kids, then your kids' parents become, your kids' friends' parents, those become your friends. But like before you have kids and right after you're finished being a kid, it's like, where do I meet people to build good, healthy friendships? But then also the potential of meeting someone that could become like a boyfriend or girlfriend, maybe even a spouse. And so I totally get that, and I totally want to help you guys, like, not just help you guys, I want to talk through this because I think it could even help me, as far as, like, where in the world you should go to meet people, build community, and just have genuine friendships and relationships. So I'm literally just talking this out, right, and I'm actually on my computer, and I'm making a list of places as I'm typing. So the number one place is going to be so cliche. I know that this can be awkward for some people because some churches don't really have strong young adult ministries, but church is the first thing that I think of, or church, or like a young adult ministry, some sort of like church that has like a weekly gathering or a monthly gathering for people around your age, you know, or even like some church services. They just naturally, like, say the noon service, it naturally is people in their 20s and 30s. So that would be my first guess, would be that. A lot of people might say, well, my church doesn't have a young adult ministry. And you know what I would say? Start it. Start a young adult ministry. Like, start a gathering of young people, even if it's not within your church, because it's so easy to sit back and say, we don't have this, we don't have that. But then you have the means and you have the desire. Why aren't you starting it? Maybe you just get together once a month and you watch a 10-minute devotional online and you guys talk about it. Or maybe you just get together once a month and you play video games. Maybe you start a recurring game night. Maybe you start a recurring movie night. Like, start a community. And if you only invite one friend, if you only know one person that can go, then you only invited one person so far. But like, it has to start somewhere. It's better for you to be hanging out with one person than for you to be hanging out with nobody, and then you're just like, I don't have no friends, you know? So start it. I did the same thing when I was, 24, 23? My church didn't have a ton of people my age, and so I was like, I'm going to start a young adult night. And I started it on Tuesdays, and the fourth or fifth night, we had like 80 or 90 people. And some people might be like, well, that's because you're Jamie Grace. That's why people were there. Actually, no. Some of the people were there just like, hey, my neighbor told me to come. So yeah, church is always a great place, I think, a great place to go meet people, get to know each other. The next thing I would say is a local class or gym, right? Okay, so if you're just like walking into the gym, you might not make any friends. I have not made any friends that way. I kind of have my expectations a little too high for that one. There are so many amazing classes that you can go to. Like, your gym might have, you know, weekly cardio classes or weekly boot camps, or, you know, Zumba, if that's your thing, Pilates, whatever it might be. They might have classes that you can go to, and you can start connecting with people at the classes, and you can, you know, at the end of class be like, oh my gosh, that was a crazy workout. Like, I'm grabbing a smoothie. Do you want to go? Or like, you know, oh, you like, are you new to this town? Like, are you from this area? You know, start a conversation with people like at a local class. You can also do things like, and again, you guys might think this stuff is cheesy, but I'm just trying to answer the question. Type in on Google, like, right? Okay, type in what your hobby is and then type class at the end of it. Because just walking into something like a rock climbing gym might not necessarily offer lots of friendships, right? But if you type rock climbing class on YouTube, or sorry, rock climbing class on Google, or ballroom dancing class, or hip hop class, then you're likely to find some things in your area that you can like go out and explore, start something new, have a good time, and meet new people that way. So again, walking just into a gym or into a dance party or something, it might be difficult to meet people. But if you're looking for actual classes on this stuff, you might be way more likely to actually find great community. And that's what I did last year. I started kickboxing. I took a ballroom dancing class. I took a tumbling class because I was just in this mindset of like, I moved to Newport Beach, California, and I lived with my mom and my dad and my sister and her husband. We moved there for my mom's health. And so I'm the only single person at the time. I was the only single person living in the house. And I felt like I needed to be doing something with my life that wasn't always centered around the married people around me. And so I started to, like I said, take random classes, and I actually just built really cool community and like made some new friends, and it was really cool. Another thing, sorry, I want to go back to the church thing really quick because this made me think of it, but look at different volunteer. This actually isn't exclusive to church. So volunteer opportunities, that's another really cool thing. And a lot of times this might be through a church, but it isn't always that. You know, there's a organization here in Los Angeles where they advocate for children in foster care communities, and they have a young professionals group where every 2 to 3 months they have events for people 25 to 40, and you go like, and you know you help sponsor and like help take care of kids, but the event in and of itself has nothing to do with kids aren't there rather sorry it is all about the kids, but the kids aren't there. So it's all young professionals getting together that have the same passion and the same desire and drive. And that was actually a suggestion that my mom gave me. My mom was saying like, look into things that you ways that you want to serve the community, and ways that you want to give back to the community, and find other young professionals that are doing that, and ways that you can connect with them. So whether that's, you know, foster care or a homeless community, no matter what that is, there are different volunteer opportunities that you get to give back. I mean, that's the best plus of it all, right? But then you also get the really cool opportunity to make new friends and meet new people as well. Another thing that I would say is the app meetup, but also meetups in general. So like if you type in rock climbing class on Google, you might see some things like a rock climbing meetup. So there are things that aren't specifically classes, but they're meetups for people that are into that kind of thing. So again, California is kind of like the hub for like, well, I don't know if this is the only place exclusively, but there's like photography hike meetups, but they just call them photography hikes. And people who are really interested in photography, they all go out there and they grab their cameras and they go for a hike together. Now, granted, you have to keep in mind that you have to do this at your own risk. Be safe about this. If you're meeting a bunch of new people that you've never met before, you're going off on a hike, I don't want you guys to end up on an episode of 2020. So do this at your own risk. Maybe take a sibling, maybe take a friend, take a married couple that you know, have two friends with you. The married couple is two people. So maybe don't go by yourself. If you have no idea who any of these people are, but that is another suggestion. And also just along those lines, in the context of meetup, there is an actual thing called, there is an actual app called Meetup. And Meetup is really amazing. I've actually never used it personally, but my sister has used it quite a bit. And you can literally just go download the app Meetup. It's a free app, if I'm not mistaken, and you can find groups around you that have similar interests, and they will be a lot of the things we talked about, like volunteer opportunities and classes and gyms and, you know, hiking and different things like that. So that could be really cool. Another way to meet new people is a sports league. Now, again, if you are like really trying to work on talking to people of the opposite sex, you know, you really want to like get better at like flirting or whatever, I'm not saying go make people your flirting practice, but joining a co-ed sports league could be a really great idea. You know, if there's a sport that you haven't played in a while, find like a recreational sport thing, or like even pickup games, like not even a full-time, you know, league or something like that. I'm not really good at sports, but I did play soccer for 5 minutes in high school, and I was the videographer in college, so I'm kind of amazing. But one of my friends, you know, actually it's really cool, I met her because both of our husbands play on the same basketball league. And like, I would not have met her if my husband didn't play on this basketball league. So I don't even play on the league. Like, but I just go to his games and she goes to her husband's games. And she's trying to get me to join the soccer league. And I'm not great at soccer, but I thought about it. And I just, it would be such a really cool opportunity to meet new people. But I mean, it would also be an opportunity for me to get injured and not be able to go to work. So be wise about that. But joining a sports league could be a really great thing. Another thing could be like a book club if you're really into books. I mean, that the arts in general, right? Like a book club or an art class is kind of back in the class thing, but going to an open mic, going to a poetry night, hosting this kind of stuff. I mean, like, again, if you really want to see this stuff happen in your community, start it. Do a poetry night and like invite people to come and like read their poetry or something like that. That kind of stuff could always be really cool. And yeah, I feel like you might enjoy some of that stuff too. I was like reading something as I was talking, so I feel like the last like sentence and a half was kind of like odd or something. But yeah, those are the things that I feel like are very helpful. Those are, I think, what was that, six things? And the seventh thing I want to say, I know that one of my questions said that they don't want to do this, but I am just making this suggestion. I would say to try, if you're also looking at like, you know, romantic, in the romantic context, like, try meeting someone online. Like, there's different dating apps out there, and I know that dating apps are so like, okay, tomorrow's episode is going to be all about dating apps. And so yeah, let's just go ahead and we'll just talk about those tomorrow, because I know that it can be super awkward, and people can feel really insecure about those, and then there's a whole thing of safety and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, tomorrow's episode will be all about dating apps, but there's one called CrossPaths, there's one called Coffee Meets Bagel, then there's the actual like eHarmony, the websites like eHarmony and Match.com. I literally know people that, Christian Mingle, I know people that have gotten like married out of all those. And so a lot of people say that they don't work, a lot of people say they're a bad idea, but a lot of people have had great success with them. And so I didn't have any success with them, but I also don't think that they're a bad idea for people that are looking to get out there a little bit more and connect with people and meet new, not even so much like to make new friends, because I don't think dating apps are for making friends. Okay, yeah, actually, I'm going to talk about that tomorrow, meaning I'm about to record it now and schedule it for tomorrow. But yeah, guys, so those are seven ways to make friends as an adult. I think that needs to be a YouTube video. Yep, that does. Seven ways to make friends as an adult. It's going to be a YouTube video. Okay. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that. Thank you for listening, and thank you for not even knowing that you were helping me create a new YouTube video. I'm really pumped about this video now, and I cannot wait to share it with you guys. Make sure you subscribe to me on YouTube if you haven't already. Just type in Jamie Grace and you'll find it. And also you can find me on Instagram at Jamie Grace H, and you can leave reviews on this podcast through iTunes. You can share it through your Instagram story if you're listening via Spotify. And of course, as you guys know, my favorite app, Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R. You can sponsor this podcast. You can call in with a question via audio. I'll play your question on the air. And you can also give an applause, all using the app Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R. Just type in the podcast, wait it out. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope that you have a fantastic day. I'm going to go ahead and, why is GarageBand being so crazy? Also, no one tell anyone that I'm recording this through GarageBand. I'm a producer. That should have been a secret. I'm using Pro Tools. Okay, guys. Okay, bye.